Hi everyone, I'm Sandra Ingerman and welcome to the Shaman's Cave.
And I'm Renee Barbo, and I'm like covering up this little laugh because sometimes the things that come out of my mouth, I just can't even believe. And we were having this really nice conversation before we got started. And today we're going to talk about children, and I'll let Sandra explain.
Yeah, so we've had shows before on working with children because children are born little shamans. They're born into the unseen realms. And we've talked about how to teach children how to journey and how to, how children teach us how to perform ceremonies because they're much better at it than we are. So we've talked about the beautiful, unseen, magical side of childhood and what shamanism can do for kids to help them be connected to the spirits at such an important time of their lives. But today, we want to talk about a topic that is actually a polar opposite to that. It's more of what's happening to kids today and how traumatized that they are, and the reports on social anxiety in teenagers due to climate change right now. Nothing has been seen like this before because we have an entire generation. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. We have an entire generation who can look, you know, I'm in my late 60s. I'm going to be 70 soon. I don't have that far to look into the future. These kids have a long time to look into the future, and things are not looking good. Things are not looking good for a way of life. And they see it and they get it and they're going into panic about it. And then we have the continual school shootings that are going on. And Renee and I, we both do not want to make the show political, but the shootings going on are actually causing behavioral changes in children too, which are affecting them in not the positive way of journeying, but again, taking them down a route where, for example, a practitioner wrote to me that he works with kids and that he's always had such an amazing experience working with kids. And now the kids are being mean, they're being rude to him. And he doesn't understand what's going on. He's completely surprised by this. But look at the world that kids are living in right now. Look at the world. Look at the fear that's being put upon them. Look at what happened to them in lockdown between isolation and watching the abuse with their parents and being home in non-nurturing situations. We're dealing with a traumatized new generation, basically. That's what all of this is coming down to. And it's big. It's a very big issue, and we want to talk about it.
Hmm. When you were talking about ceremony, I was thinking last week I had the privilege of cooking for a client, and she has a daughter who's about 9. And part of one of my cooking responsibilities was one afternoon helping her set up a birthday party for the dog. Mm-hmm. And so we got all the stuff together so she could make dog cupcakes and things like that. And all the dogs on the farm came and everything like that. And there was something that was feeding my soul about it. And it wasn't until you just talked about children teach us how to have ceremony that it sparked on that remembrance. I have a woman who's been in my apprenticeship program for 2 years now. And what I love is she's taking all of like the prayer flags and they make them as a family, and how that is. And I guess I'm running off to the solution, but I just go back to these things that make me feel good as an adult when I see the children who children love the wind whistle. Like when I see them, you know, doing these ceremonies and doing this connection, and you know, I can't even imagine what it's like that we're imparting all of this fear onto our children, and truly that they're facing extinction. And the extinction they face has nothing to do with the life that they're living. It has to do with the life that their ancestors have lived.
Right.
So they come in without any, you know, with these things. And these things like shootings are causing them to have soul loss at a very young age.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. We're dealing with hugely traumatized generations that we don't even have the tools. You know, I can only imagine the pharmaceutical companies, the drugs that they're going to come up with. You know, first we had all these wonderful, sensitive kids coming in, you know, and everybody was calling them the indigo children. And what did the schools do with them? They put them on medication for ADHD. And so now we have suicidal children and suicidal teenagers. What are they going to do with that? And as you said, Renee, the prayer flags, you were saying the solution. And the solution is bringing more spiritual work to the kids, because you teach a traumatized kid how to journey, and they get their power animal. And you know, I always write in my books that power animals are like teddy bears to, are like our teddy bears to us. They were not seen like that in shamanic cultures. You know, shamanic cultures were a little bit more adult of how they worked with the spirits. We still, as adults, we work with the spirits as children. Please help me. You know, we treat them like the good parents, you know, who take care of us and who protect us and who will help heal us. And they are. And that's how shamanism has been evolving, because we talk about shamanism as tens of thousands of years old. And it's alive today because it's evolving. And so the spirits are nurturing more, where the spirits would be more hardline in shamanic communities. Right now, they see that adults need to be raised. We were not raised as children in an appropriate fashion, or given a roadmap to how to live this life in a good way. And so bringing, helping kids find out who their power animals are, just going out and doing a wind whistling or getting a drum or getting some pots and pans. When I first started practicing shamanism, I was too broke to buy a drum. And there were three women. We got together to do a journey circle, and we used a big pot and a wooden spoon, and it worked absolutely great. Get out pots and spoons and take your kids out and drum somewhere, and everybody just imagine a protective animal that's coming to help them, that's going to help them, give them love and guidance and stop their bad dreams and help them feel safe going to school. You know, these are some positive things that we can do. I'm nervous that the pharmaceutical industry is going to get too involved in all of this. It's just my fear, because that's what society does when we don't know what to do. We try to find a drug.
Well, I'll give you a little hope there, because this morning I was working on a brochure on transmagnetic stimulation, and I really believe that the psychiatrists of that rainbow, that indigo generation, they're now in that age of, you know, becoming the psychiatrists, and a lot of them they're looking to the ketamines and the transmagnetic stimulation and the neurofeedback. They're whereas the last generation, when you know we were dysfunctional, they were looking towards the medication. This next generation, and maybe we need to say a good thank you to those people with their oxycodone, because there was brought to the awareness that these pharmaceutical people were just nothing but greedy. And so now people have waken up a little bit. And so there you're like, I just got a, someone just sent me a proposal to speak at the next behavioral health conference on, you know, on ketamine. And this is an MD. So we're like, we're coming around full circle on that. It's really unfortunate that we're having a conversation about, you know, the 12-year-olds with the, you know, the anorexia and the bulimias and the stress disorders in children is off the charts. And but what we forget is, as children ourselves, I wasn't exposed to all that constant news. We were outside in the yard playing. We were not allowed to be sitting. Like, you know, there's homes where the TV goes on at 6 o'clock in the morning with, you know, the dreadful news of the shootings and the holdups and the robberies. And they're like, no, turn off your TV. Maybe you should start the morning with, let's do our 5 minutes of meditation. Mm-hmm. Let's get ourselves centered for the day. Let's breathe. And the other thing I'm seeing a big influx is the difference between children who are homeschooled, mm-hmm. you know, and they're going out in nature. This morning, somebody arrived to pick up something at my house, and there was his daughter, and I asked her what grade she was in. She looked at me like I was from outer space. Well, I don't know what grade I'm in. I'm homeschooled. And they're like, well, how old are you? She said, oh, I'm 17. I go, oh, you probably finished college. You know, it's like, what, how are you responsible for the children and your grand? I mean, a lot of people are listening here are a little bit older. Some of you, what are you doing to help your grandchildren?
Yeah. And speaking of that, I just want to mention, because I absolutely never talk about this and I should, a wonderful shamanic practitioner and teacher by the name of Catherine Wood, and I wrote a book called The Hidden Worlds for Children years ago. And it never got out there, but it's really a positive book. It's a positive book about how children meet their power animals in a dream. And their power animals help them figure out how to deal with an environmental disaster in their area. And their power animals help them solve this incredible mystery. And so I thought about that because this is what we're talking about is if you can get kids, you know, away from the news and either wind whistling or, again, with the pots in the morning, dancing around in a circle, everybody, mom, dad, and kids dancing around in a circle, honoring their power animals or rattling with little stones in a jar, honoring their power animals, you start your day off laughing. You call your helping spirits to you who will protect you. It's like putting on your protective garments for the day. You are now walking with the unseen, the protection of the unseen realms. And that's a really positive thing that would be really healing for kids of all generations. But it would also be healing for parents right now who are probably in extreme PTSD, afraid to send their kids to school.
Or anywhere for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing is, and in the next show, we're going to talk about, you know, how do we change that consciousness and the opening that we have right now. And we forget that many of us have been on the shamanic path now, what, 30, 40 years. It wasn't practice for nothing. You know, are you using these skills that we've been practicing? Because, you know, I think in my own life, I've realized that when I went to graphic design school, I might not have seen at the time that I was going to become a marketing executive. But all of the skills I've ever learned have transferred into some other area of my life. So are we using these skills that we have right now to help our children? You know, are you showing up in service to the kids in the neighborhood who may be struggling? And I think that it's a really important question to ask, is like, what are we feeding our children?
Right. And I think it goes back to, Renee, the point that you keep bringing up on all of our shows, and we do keep weaving this into all of our shows, of the key of everything that we're going through right now is coming back into working in small community. Mm-hmm. Because in small communities, you know, you can have small groups of kids where you're helping the kids in your community instead of all the kids on planet Earth, mm-hmm. which is an impossible thing. And so then we end up getting comments on the Shaman's Cave of feeling so depressed because the world is so out of control. Yes, the world is out of control. We can all agree on that. And there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. But we can work in our small communities and help each other. That we can do. And kids relate more to, you know, their world is small. They haven't been out in the world yet, so their world is small. And so working in smaller groups and with really simple practices and really simple ceremonies to blow bubbles of your fears into the wind and asking the wind to carry it in love to the sun and ask the sun to heal your fears for you. Things like that, they're mm-hmm. so simple. They're so simple to do. So it's really important for us to feel the grief that we're feeling about what's happening with the shootings and also what's happening with kids being so depressed in looking at living in a world that is possibly going extinct sooner than later. And this is going to affect them on very, very deep levels. It's already affected us on very deep levels. People are looking for places to live now. What's going to happen 20 years from now? So how do we instead of instill the negativity of what's going on, how do we instill the joy in kids and take them out into nature and dance and wind whistle and do all those things so they have a stronger core so that when the tough times, when the tough waves, you know, really want to take them back over, they have the core to stand up to the waves that are trying to push them down.
Absolutely. I'm part of a Facebook group for this Camp Bonnie Bray that I used to go to as a kid. And all of the women, you know, all the ones who are at least active on this page, all of us, our core was strengthened in the woods. When we learned survival skills in the woods that, like, again, who knew that I would need to be able to lash a latrine or, you know, weave a stove in an oven to cook outside. But I've never even needed to use that outdoor stove except for when I was learning advanced survival skills. But the thing is it somehow having this other training about how to plant a garden makes you stronger. And there are skills that then translate as we grow older so that we can solve any problem. You know, like, oh, well, I could do that and I could live in the woods. So I know how to build a house or lead a workshop, or, you know, that there's, I'm not afraid to go out and try these things. So if we keep spoon feeding the bitter instead of the honey, we will grow a very bitter society of adults. And I don't know, I that's just not the world that I hope to see in 20 or 30 years. And my other thought about it, and then I'll stop, is that if you're a spiritually a person, then most likely you believe that your spirit lives on way longer than this body, and that it lives on many ways, north and south, east and west, that I have to believe that the children who are coming in now have chosen to come in at this time, that they have the skills needed to navigate these next chaotic winds, and that I don't have all of the answers that they need. And that's why you're seeing right now, I don't know if you've noticed, Sandra, but there's like this group of 20-something-year-olds who are all learning to be coaches. Uh-huh. And they're all coaching each other. Uh-huh. And my first response is like, well, what does a 20-year-old know about coaching somebody else? And then I thought, well, what do I know about coaching a 20-year-old? Yeah. They just have such a different set of circumstances that they're facing, and we know nothing. So as a leader in a company, I have a lot of 20-year-olds working for me. And I show up like with the beginner's mind every single day, and I pretend, and I don't know anything. What are you going to show me? What are you going to teach me? Mm-hmm. And I think that if we came to our children thinking that, wow, they're probably old souls who know what they need for this next time, what are they going to teach us? And I bet you it's not what we were trying to teach them.
I absolutely agree with that. I feel that for myself. You know, what I've been teaching in shamanism isn't going to exist at some point in the future. And there are going to be new things in the future. And I'm very excited to see what that is. And I do believe in peer counseling, like, you know, 20-year-olds coaching each other. I do believe in the power of that. One of the things that I just want to add to what Renee is saying, because I think that what she said was really important, is that through personal experience, through somebody young who I spoke to the other day, I think that one of the real missing pieces that the younger generation, I'm not talking about kids, I'm talking about teenagers, is we don't give our teenagers and our kids in our 20s positive feedback. We tell them what they're not doing. They're not doing well in school. They're not behaving. They're not. And so a lot of children, like we did, we grew up with the same stuff. We got exactly the same thing. You're not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not working hard enough. You're not smart enough. You can't do this. And so we have a whole generation of baby boomers who have no self-worth because of how they were raised. And, you know, that's what we're doing in all the classes, is trying to teach people how to love themselves more. And so we didn't get that. And we're not giving it to the teenagers who are really struggling right now. And instead of telling them everything that they're doing wrong, tell them how proud you are of them. Mm-hmm. Start giving them that. They want to hear that you're proud. They want to hear that they're worth it, that you care about them. And the screaming at them, that does not show care. I know that that's perceived in our culture, that if somebody cares about you enough, they'll yell at you if they see you doing something wrong. But what teenagers, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds need to hear right now is, I am so proud of everything that you are doing. you are doing so great. You're facing a challenging situation and you are doing great. And you probably have more knowledge than we have at our age about what to do, but we're here to support you. We're definitely here to support you. We have your back.
I love that.
That's the most healing thing that we can do for kids right now.
Right.
So they can tap into their own brilliance, like you're talking about.
Yeah, like they can have their own party for the dog. And all the dogs came. I mean, it was like they had their little dog hats on. I mean, but that's like, it's a simple ceremony. And so I think that we've said enough, and I would love this week if you would share your ideas for simple ceremonies for parents and your idea about how we can, you know, how we can support our children and all of that in our comments and in our emails. And if we've missed something, you know, send an email over to the Shaman's Cave or on the Facebook wall or on the, it would be really great. You know what I'd like to see on our Shaman's Cave is pictures of you doing ceremony with children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wouldn't that be great to have a whole wall of that?
That I got to tell you, a group that I taught on the Shift Network, they did that. They actually did it. And the joy in my heart to see adults with kids drumming and dancing. It's just, we need to be uplifted. And that's the reason I started Shamans Are Gardeners of Energy. And I know we have to end now, but the only reason I started that is I didn't want another page of complaining and bad news. What would happen if we all just needed a little bit of upliftment? We were having a bad day. So when I'm having a bad day, I go over to the Shamans Are Gardeners of Energy, and what all I'm seeing is cute pictures of animals and beautiful pictures of nature, and it uplifts me. And so we can uplift each other on the Shaman's Cave page. And, you know, we can bring in some of that sweetness and some of the beautiful stories and how we are working. And so I just want to invite you to do that. And Renee and I always ask you to subscribe to YouTube. And we're going to ask you again. You're not going to get flooded with any, you're not going to hear from us if you subscribe. But recently, my husband and I started watching some YouTube videos on a particular topic, and we started liking them. I've never done that before. And so I'm sure Renee, who takes care of the YouTube page, we would both be really grateful if not only do you subscribe, but if you like the show, that would be really wonderful too. So thank you, everybody. And I will say goodbye to all of you now. And we all need inspiration. Tell yourself how proud you are of yourself. Tell everybody you know how proud you are of them for the bravery and the courage for being able to move forward during these dark times.
Well, I'm going to throw in one more thing. So maybe you don't know how to teach the children or you're not that comfortable. Both Sandra and I are teaching in July. She's teaching a course on the Shift Network and about a shamanic journeying. And I'm going to be teaching a wind knot class. And I've decided during this call today, I'm going to do a bonus for everyone who signs up for how to make a wind knot charm for children that you can do with, you know, you can, you know, a single knot that kids can use when they're scared. So join us this month and we will see you next week.